Leinster. Hey, everybody, it's Ted Bell here. You got to come to Tents of Beverly Hills. You just have to. What reason do I have to give you to cut to Tents of Beverly Hills? How about we have good food? Yeah. The food is fantastic. You're at Tents.
Ted Bell joining us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Ted, sounds like you're feeling good today.
Well, you know, it's been a long, long opening to the summer months, Phil, but I think we're doing better now, and I think the business is going to get better. You know, I think we've had some turnover. I don't know if you heard about it.
No, I didn't.
Well, I probably don't want to talk about it. We had some turnover. We had to change out some people in the valet and get some new food servers.
You sound disturbed.
A little bit. Well, number... I found some people with their hand in the till. So.
Holy Christ, Ted.
Yeah, it wasn't good. And to be honest with you, and this is going to sound stupid, I don't mean it to sound stupid, but I was one of them. I was actually stealing from myself. Terry, Rudy?
Yeah, Rudy, I'm sorry, Phil, it's Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy.
Ted wants me to...
You go ahead.
I came in early one morning because I wanted to pick up some stock that I'd left that I wanted to take home. And there was Ted, who was going through the receipts, and I could see him shoving money in his pocket.
I'm not proud of it, Phil, but I was.
You were stealing from yourself.
Yeah.
Ted, this is General Shaw. How is it possible to steal from yourself? I mean, you're going to pay yourself back, aren't you?
Well, no, that was just it. No, I wasn't. No, I was not going to pay myself back. I was going to steal from myself and not pay myself back. And I felt so ashamed, and then...
Well, who else was stealing that you had to fire?
No one. Making that up.
He didn't have to fire anybody. He was going to come on tonight and lie.
All right, let's not get too... I wasn't going to lie so much as I was going to just make up some... I don't know. I've been disturbed ever since the summer began, and one of the problems I'm having, Phil, is what I heard you reference in your pre-show, and that is that you are, on your show, Phil, you are starting to sort of drag the, I guess, the... what is it, the brand of your show, you're dragging it down a little bit.
How so?
Well, you mentioned freaking the Margaret. Margaret and I talked about it.
I talked to Ted earlier. Turn that down, bud.
Yeah, but Mr.
Turn it down. I talked to Ted earlier. He's disturbed by the fact that you have taken to drinking these twisted teas.
Yeah.
You're disturbed by me drinking twisted teas.
That's right, Phil. You know, we have Ted's of Beverly Hills has a certain brand of class. The Phil Henry Show has helped us build that. Yes, as I've said down through the years, you have listeners that are, I wouldn't necessarily say they're the most high-end listeners in the world, but a few of them have come in and we've had to ask them to leave, but for the most part...
Wait, you've never told me. I know you don't think highly of my listeners.
No, that's not true, Phil.
Well, you've mentioned the fact that they're not very classy. You have, Ted. You said that they're a bunch of hillbillies.
I said that on one or two occasions some of these hillbillies came in, and I said, just out of curiosity, who do you listen to? What podcast? They go, Phil Henry. I go, well, there's no surprise. Jesus Christ. And I'd run off, and I'd go ahead, and I'd bring them their Jack Daniels. But here's the thing, Phil. When you started talking about drinking those twisted teas...
Wait a minute. I want to just... Yeah, I did. I started talking about drinking the twisted teas. What, is that bringing your brand down?
God damn, listen to that. You know, you're talking so fast there, Phil. It's almost like... I don't want to have to worry about you drinking twisted teas and doing bumps or crank.
Let me have it, Ted. Go take a shit.
Would you guys watch your language? I know you're just talking to me.
Sorry.
What'd you say?
I said to go and take a dump. I'm sorry, Phil, but he's excitable about this. It's something that is disturbing him.
First of all, I want to get something straight. Margaret, did somebody rip off Ted's?
No, they did not. Ted made that story up. He wanted to get his mind off of what he really wanted to talk to you about. So he just decided to make up the fact that he had to fire people because they had their hands in the till. Yes.
Well, was he really stealing from himself?
Yes, he was. I did come in. I saw him stealing from himself. I said, are you going to replace that money? He said, it's none of your business. And then he's something that Ted has never done before. He used a racial epithet in reference to my heritage as Hispanic.
You got to be kidding me.
Yes, I'm kidding. Jesus.
Tell him now.
Yeah, just sit down. I'm kidding around, Phil, because we're trying to loosen it up around here. It's been a very tense 24 to 48 hours when he found out you're drinking twisted teas.
So you're making up the fact that Ted's a racist. You're making up the fact that...
Wait a minute, Phil.
No, you're making up the fact that Ted's a racist. You're making up the fact that people are... man.
You're making up the fact that there are people with their hands in the till.
Yes, except for Ted. Ted was actually stealing from himself.
Well, all right, so he's borrowing money from himself.
No, I said, are you going to replace that money? And he said, no, I'm not. What business is it of yours, you S.P.?
Did he use a racial epithet or not?
No, he didn't. I'm kidding. But in my mind, I heard him call me a you-know-what.
All right, let me talk to Ted.
Hey, look, Phil.
Let me talk to Ted right now.
Okay, goddamn. Yeah, what's up, Phil?
What's up? First of all, you got me believing that people are stealing from me, your own employees. Did you fire people for stealing?
No, I did not, okay? I started to come up with these stories because I was shocked. I was stunned. And I know that this is my commercial time. I know that your listeners and my customers are listening to this. But I am disturbed, Phil. I'm disturbed by the fact that over the years, you have been a wonderful platform for Ted's of Beverly Hills, where he serves some of the finest steaks on the West Coast, I think, of the country. The Ted loin, the prime Ted. We serve the Ted, we have the baked Ted, and we have the hot buttered Ted. I've given up on trying to get rid of that. Everybody wants a hot buttered Ted. What am I supposed to say? But the fact that I'm trying to make, Phil, it's always been a good class establishment, and then I flip you on. I listened to your pre-show the other day, and you're talking about drinking Texas teas like you're some kind of a hillbilly. And so that's the gist of it.
All right, I want to just be clear here. Okay.
Don't take too much time, Phil, because I want to get back to talking about this.
Wait a minute. I'm going to take all the time I need, Ted.
Okay. Jawohl, mein Feuer. Ah,
Just put him to bed or something.
Hey, Ted, Phil wants you to go to bed.
Phil, I'm screwing around. I'm trying to...
I know. You're trying to lessen the tension and ease it off and get a couple of laughs.
Fuck it. Hey, Phil, listen.
You get Ted back on the phone and he stays on the phone. You understand?
Sure. Jesus. Ask me to trim the bushes, too?
That's not fair, Rudy. It's Ted you said that was the racist.
Ted's not a racist. What do you mean I'm a racist? I said you called me an S-P-I-C. What are you... What an asshole that you would say that... I just was trying to somehow take the onus off of what's really bothering you.
Oh, I see. So instead of saying that Phil Hendry doesn't class this place up anymore because he's drinking cans of... He's drinking canned cocktails, you say I'm a racist?
I made a mistake.
Hey, I'm going to jump in here, okay?
Who's this?
You know who it is. It's General Shaw.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, where's Ted?
Ted. Yes?
Hey, Ted, it's General Shaw. This is your commercial time. First of all, you got Rudy lying for you. You're lying. And all because you guys don't like the fact that Phil drinks Texas... What is it again?
Twisted Teas.
Twisted Teas.
Yes, that's right, okay, General? God almighty.
All right, is it that bad, Ted?
Is it bad? Here's a guy that used to talk about drinking double Don Julio Blancos. He drank them neat. Oh, yeah. He was all this and a bag of pork rinds. That was Hendry, and I was very proud to be on the show. Then he started talking about, hey, you know what I do in my relaxing time? I go and eat Pollo Loco. I got a steakhouse. He's off eating chicken out of a bag sitting on a curb. And then the next thing you know...
When did you ever get that I'm eating chicken out of a bag sitting on a curb?
Did you not say you go to Pollo Loco?
Yes, I did.
Okay. It's a very small step, Phil, from you pulling into the Pollo Loco drive-thru and sitting on a curb eating out of a bag. God damn.
All right, what else is your problem?
My problem is simply this, General. Henry's on there saying, hey, I went down to the 7-Eleven and I got raspberry twisted teas. Yes, sir. Yeah, ma'am. Do you understand what that does to me, Phil, what it does to my brand? I got people coming in here, hooking their thumbs into their Levi's, walking in, some of these guys are coming in shorts and cowboy boots, and it doesn't look like they're wearing any underwear. He's laughing.
Ted, Phil, who is this?
It's Phil Hendry.
Okay. Sorry. Phil, what Ted is trying to say is...
No. He doesn't have to explain. It's the same argument that he came up with when he didn't like me eating Pollo Loco.
That's right, Phil. I'm trying to keep the reputation of Ted's in Beverly Hills at a very high level. Hold on for a minute. Where are you guys going with that? Is it cooked? Let me smell it. Oh, Christ, it smells like someone's ass. Put it back there and put it in the oven.
What's going on?
Get Chef Chinelli out here, will you? I don't care what he's doing. Get his ass out here. So,
You want something?
Please don't grab the phone.
Oh, you told me to get my ass out here, what?
Well, somebody came by with a prime rib. It smells like someone's ass.
It wasn't done. That was garlic, and we're experimenting with a new cheese.
God damn. I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something. Are you on? You're on the Hendry Show right now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thanks a lot. So you're telling me to get my ass? Hi, folks. This is Chef Chadilly. He doesn't tell me to get my ass anyway.
Would you please just take care of that prime rib? Because it does. I know you're using garlic. I know you're using a new kind of cheese. It smells like someone's ass. It smells like some.
Do we want to conclude this? Because you're going out all over the air right now.
All right. I'm sorry. Phil, I ask you with the greatest of respect if you're going to sit around like you're driving a pickup truck like you're wearing a trucker's cap. Like you got your girlfriend sitting next to you, and she's wearing the tank top, and she's listening to whatever what Trisha Yearwood, and you're there with your can of Texas Twisted Tea or whatever the hell it is.
What do you mean Texas?
Is it called Texas Twisted Tea?
It's called Twisted Tea.
Oh my God.
Where do you buy this, Phil?
I buy it at the 7-Eleven.
God damn. Hey, Phil, Chef Chigalia, so you drink Twisted Teas, the raspberry?
Yeah.
Holy Christ, Phil. Please don't do that. Please.
Okay, God.
That's it. There's Henry. Okay. That's exact. You are taking the Ted Bell brand, Phil. You're wiping it on your crotch, and then you're throwing it in the street and saying, come and get it.
Hey, Ted, it's not that bad, okay? You know, look at it for the comedic value that it has. That there's Phil going down to the 7-Eleven after I get off work, and I'm buying cans of Twisted Tea.
Oh, my God.
Phil, it is a little concerning. Why's that? Well, we worry about you.
What was that choo-choo train sound?
I think it was my text going off. Hold on for a minute. I have a choo-choo train sound effect fires off when I get a text. Okay.
We're trying to somehow, Phil, you know, we're trying to just get this thing back on track. Otherwise, I can't do it anymore, okay? I can't have you on the air saying, Ted's in Beverly Hills, go on down and get a great steak, get a very class dinner for yourself and your lady or your husband. If you are the one who buys dinner, and I don't understand that, but anyway, if you're a female and you actually buy your husband dinner, anyway, so...
Yeah, go ahead, Ted.
Go ahead, what?
Finish it up, because I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, but that's what you're doing. And then you turn around and you say, yeah, I'm going to go down and get myself a Twisted Tea. And yeah, Chef GW. That's pretty good, Ted. Yeah. I'm going to Phil Henry. I'm going to go down and get Twisted Tea.
Let me try that. Hey, Mr. Henry, are you going down and get a Twisted Tea? You know, Phil, I think you moving to Florida has been a disaster. And that is the absolute truth.
Are you guys serious?
Yeah, we are absolutely serious. You move to Florida, the next thing you know, hey, I'm Phil Henry. I think I'll go have a Twisted Tea. God damn.
Phil, they're really pissed off. And frankly, it makes me look bad, too. Because if you're drinking the Twisted Tea, instead of saying, go down to Ted's of Beverly Hills and get one of the wonderful cocktails and even a mocktail that Rudy Canoza, and only Rudy, knows how to make and will serve it up chilled on ice. You'll love it no end. And instead, you say, I think I'll go down to the convenience store where they pump gas for $3 a gallon. Shit.
You know what I'm saying, Phil?
Well, if you think you're gonna get me,
say that again. If you're gonna get it.
That was like a porky pig.
It was. It was a very good porky pig.
If you're going, Ted, to blame me for some kind of loss of business because I drink Twisted Teas.
I'm just saying it's not a good look. It's not a good look. If you could talk about, hey, I think I'll knock off and have a couple of fingers of Don Julio Blanco in a glass and have it neat. And maybe watch some PBS or I don't know. But instead, you're saying, I think I'll have myself a Twisted Tea, put my hand in my pants, and see if there's any wrestling.
He dropped the phone.
He's always doing that. Ted, where is he?
Ted. Yes.
Why do you drop the phone and walk away?
I don't know. I get emotional. I'm sorry.
So what we're asking you is a 48 to 72-hour moratorium. That's the 48 to 72-hour moratorium on drinking Twisted Teas until we know until we get a second act on this thing. We know what move to make.
Yeah, we're putting our heads together. We don't know what to do, Phil. So if you could just back off.
Wait a minute, man. What's the story here? You guys need a 72-hour moratorium because you're what? You're thrown for a loop here?
Yeah, we don't know. If you're out there drinking Twisted Teas, God almighty.
Yeah, it's that bad. So we're begging, Phil. I'm on my knees and I'm begging you. Please. For 72 hours, stay away from the Twisted Teas until we get some kind of a game plan together, until we can pick ourselves up out of this garbage pit that you kicked us into.
All right, Ted, I won't drink any more Twisted Teas.
You almost said Twisted Teas.
Twisted, it's Twisted Tea. What is it?
I won't drink any more of them.
You're being honest.
If I do, I won't mention it. How about that?
Well, shit. I guess that's as good as it's going to get, right, Phil?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. If I have another Twisted Tea, you'll never know about it. As far as you're concerned and the audience is concerned, I don't drink them anymore.
Well, I don't know. It sounds like you're full of shit.
Would you guys mind watching your language, please?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Margaret. We didn't do it, you know.
All right, I promise you, Ted, it'll never be an issue, all right? I'm sorry. I didn't know that it was such a big thing.
Phil, we got people coming in here. Yeah, I heard the Phil Henry show. I hear it real good. You know, and I said, well, where are you from? They go, Florida. And I go, well, that figures. And they come walking in here with their empties. You know,
what do you mean they're empties?
Come in here with about 6 or 7 empty cans, and they go, can we get the deposit on these? This is what I'm talking about.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
They did. They come up to the bar, Phil, and they go, "Hey, I got 7 or 8 empty Twisted Tea cans. What is the deposit? Yeah, can I get the deposit back?"
All right. Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore. And
ask you, why did you start drinking those?
I don't know. It was. I walked into the 7-Eleven one night. It was after the show, and they looked real good. They were standing right there.
You go to 7-Eleven much?
No, I don't. As a matter of fact, that's it. I haven't been to a 7-Eleven in God knows how many years. Where I live in California, there wasn't one for miles.
And you get to Florida, and the first thing you see is a 7-Eleven. You walk in, and you go, "Hey now, what a nutty place." And you get yourself can after can after can of Twisted Tea. Not just that, raspberry? Is that what he said?
Yeah, he said raspberry flavored.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not, and I'm sorry. I didn't know. I won't do it again, okay? You actually have people coming through the door?
Yeah, I've got a guy here that came in through. Where was that guy from? Opa-Papa?
It was a place called Opa-Papa.
Apopka.
Yeah, this guy says, "I'm just in from Apopka." I said, "What's that, a rash?" He said, "Ha ha, no, it's a town in Florida." He said, "I listened to Phil Henry, and he's down there having to the Twisted Tea." That's when I had to close the bar early, and I got on the phone with you, Ted.
Yeah.
I just want to be clear. You closed the bar early because a guy from Apopka said he's drinking Twisted Teas after listening to me.
That's right. That's right. I'm not stuttering over here.
I know. I gather that you're not. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, listen to who knows the restaurant business. How about that?
Mr. Henry, when we get into a situation where we have to, you know, we gotta know our next move, okay? We have to consult and get together, put our heads together. We close everything down. It's as if, like in COVID, we close it, then we put on masks even, because we're, just to make it feel like we may not, you know, won't get a disease, we put on masks, we close the place down. You know.
No, I don't know. But all right, I won't drink any more Twisted Teas, if that helps.
Okay, what do you think, Chef?
Yeah, okay, Rudy.
The man says he's not going to do it.
Okay, Phil, if I hear of you drinking any more Twisted, it's like what happened when you said you were eating Pollo Loco. Hi, I'm Phil Henry. I eat Pollo Loco. I drink Twisted Teas coming into Ted's of Beverly Hills.
You got to be kidding. Everything.
You know, you got to, at some point, Phil, hang up on people in a polite way. Is this cutting people off, Phil? Well, it gets to a point where I can't. All right, get him back on.
Yeah, he did.
Mr. Henry hung up on you on account of you were being, you there, Ted?
Yeah, what's the problem, Phil?
I don't know, man. Your voice started to crack and I just flipped out.
All right, well, all right. As long as, why don't you come on in and have a drink? Have a real drink. Have a man's drink. Come on into Ted's of Beverly Hills, Phil. I'm pouring. How about a couple of shots of Casamigos?
What about Don Julio?
Okay, Jesus, only $60 a bottle. All right, Don Julio, if you want that. You know,
all right, thank you very much, Ted. I love you. It's always great talking to you. I wouldn't be what I am, and I wouldn't be what I is were it not for you.
Whatever that meant, Jesus, God.
Ted.
Yeah. Hey, Phil Henry's coming in, and he's going to get himself a couple of fingers of Casamigos, maybe have himself a prime Ted, maybe even the prime or the rib or the ribeye Ted or the Ted-eye rib. Is that a thing? I don't know.
Thank you, Ted. Ted's of Beverly Hills on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Coming up, Gloria Grover. And this ought to be interesting because I believe that Gloria is going to talk to us about Dr. Elcott, right?
Yes, Dr. Elcott and Elcott the Next Step, they are considering opening a Redeemery here in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
What are you shaking your head for?
I don't know. We'll talk to Gloria Grover coming up next on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you by
PhilHenryShow.com. Get a backstage pass today and live a little. Live maybe for the first time in your life. Enjoy all of the wonderful comedy and the comedic-y bits that he has. The world-famous Phil Henry Show has over 1,000 hours, 2,000 hours, God knows how many hours, of great radio content, great radio shows, Hall of Fame radio shows, as well as digital content, as well as the podcasts, the mini-casts, the big-casts, the video-casts, the voodoo-cast, the you-cast, and the me-cast.
Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and for the first time in your life, be proud of yourself.
The Phil Henry Show at PhilHenryShow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. Welcome back, Phil Henry Show, here from the beautiful Space Coast. Have I slipped up today?
I don't know. I think you might have.
Yeah, I think at one point you said the Il Pacifico, but I'm not sure.
Bud? I've got to double check. We'll have to go back and vet it on a tape.
Oh, whatever. I mean, I guess it's a normal mistake. We're here on the Florida Space Coast Third. If you watch our video, and we are available by way of our video cast is back up and running, so you can watch us performing the show like you used to. And we have it right here, and it's a beautiful view of the Atlantic Ocean right behind me. Just rolling away, beautiful waves and all that stuff. God, it's hotter than hell here in the studio. And so why would I have the ocean behind me and make you think that I'm actually sitting here on the ocean and say that I'm really hot in a studio? I don't know.
What do you mean hot in a studio?
I'm in the studio when it's hot. Never mind. All right, so we have Gloria Grover joining us from the Redeemery, or the site of the Redeemery. Gloria, where are you? At it's Port Huba, right?
Yes, Phil, Port Huba. And the joke, of course, between Ed and I said, well, I'm going over to Port Huba. He said, Huba, Huba, eh? And he looked at me, and I shook my head. Sometimes I don't get the humor, and I don't really. I'm here in Florida, Phil, and you and I and Mark, aren't we going to have dinner later on?
We are, Gloria. We're going to have dinner. A beautiful place to be found called Goombay's.
Well, that's a joint. That's an actual dinner place?
Well, it's close to the studios.
Oh, all right.
Well, you know what? If you can find a better place, Gloria, we'll be happy to eat there.
All right, well, why not go back up to Squid Lips? You know
what's called Squid Lips? Yeah.
Squid Lips sounded good. I talked to Adam Chavez, and he had the Mahi Reuben. He said it was outstanding.
Okay, we'll go to Squid Lips. I don't know. What is that? Anyway.
Are you all right, Phil? God, you know, a lot of people have commented on it, Phil, and I've been hearing it. You sound like are you getting enough water? I'm trying to figure. It doesn't sound like the neurotransmitters are firing.
I'm fine. I'm doing great. I'm feeling good. Everything's great. I just get frustrated because I just said frustrated, and I meant to say frustrated and flustered, and it came out frustrated.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And the guy comes. Did you hear that one, General? He said he wanted to say frustrated. I got a guy over here.
All right, Gloria, we got to get going here.
Sorry, but Dr. Elcott's here.
Does he want to come on the air with us?
Ed, do you want to come on with them? He's laying down right now. He's on a. We found a cot. Where we are, Phil, right now is at the Huba. Is at the Huba Green Inn. It's a part of the port here, the Port Huba, and we're looking at the property right now.
Now, yesterday we had Dean Wheeler on the show. He's looking at a property over here. I think where was that?
Dean was up at Bellevue.
Bellevue. I don't know any of these places. These are Florida places.
Yeah. And Dean was looking at a property, Gloria, for his Wheeler Resort.
You know, I like Dean and I respect him. I think, you know, that Dean Wheeler's coming here. Did you know that, Ed?
Oh, God.
So you heard Ed's reaction there.
But, you know, I want to ask a question. I know a lot of you guys have met and some of you haven't, but you all seem to have such antagonistic feelings towards each other. I mean, those of you that come on the show.
Ed, do you have antagonism against Dean Wheeler? Ed's laying down. He's got a cold compress on his forehead, and he made the mistake. By the way, you want to tell Phil what you did?
No.
He made the mistake of listening to you, Phil. He went out and he got himself a twisted tea. He drank four of them last night. How you feeling now?
God.
So
he drank four twisted teas last night, Dr. Elcott.
Yes, Henry's about to laugh. So what I would say is
let's stick to the point here. So you guys are going to open up a Redeemery at Port Huba. Whereabouts is that?
It's near Vero Beach, Phil. It's about 4 miles south of Vero Beach. There's a beautiful inn that we're here at now, and we're looking at properties. But I don't know. Ed wants to do something different. He wants to, you know, but he feels that Florida, with its history of, you know, alternative religions and alternative ways of looking at things and thinking, he thinks maybe this is the next big move to make.
Well, I don't want people to think that because we're here. You know, I came out here for one reason. There's a lady out here that I love.
We understand that, Phil. You don't have to beat that into the ground. He's talking about loving Jackie again.
Oh, God.
You know,
hey, would you not keep referring or talking to him and just talk to me, Gloria?
Okay, fine. Jesus. I'm just
Phil came out here for love, Gloria, and that's it. He's not trying to get anybody else to move out here.
What are you guys? What do you think you're going to gain by coming out here?
Hey, what is this anyway? You people trying to keep us? Is there something that we're missing here?
No, we're not trying to keep anybody from being. I just don't want to get blamed if people's, you know, business. Where are you right now?
I said we're at Port Huba.
Is that the same squirrel?
We got the trail. We talked to the guy. Jerry, this is Jerry Dunsinger. He's the owner of the Port Huba Inn. You have the traveling squirrel here, don't you?
Yeah, and we have had it, and I know it comes from California. It probably followed you. The way the traveling... Can I do this?
You go ahead.
Yeah, the way the cat...
Don't suck it off. Just talk it.
All right. The way the traveling squirrel is, it follows people. If the person is familiar with the traveler, then it will follow that person. And apparently the traveler followed you, because now I got 1,500 of these traveling squirrels up my ass right now because these people are from California.
All right, so you're saying the traveler follows people.
That's what I said.
Okay, fine.
How do you like your room?
It's nice. It's very nice.
We love the room. And...
All right, so that's what happened. That's why you're hearing the squirrel.
Okay, so you guys are going to come out. You're out there in at Port Hubba to start a new redeemery for Elcott, the next step. And I got to tell you, Gloria, talking to you, you don't sound like you're convinced.
I think it's a stupid move. And I got to say this because Ed's over here. I think it's a stupid move. I think Florida is fine. They've got a lot. But they've got a lot of people here. They're going to Mickey Mouse Town, or what's the name of it again?
Disney World.
The Disney World.
Are you talking about Disney World again?
No, I'm not, Ed. Lay back down. They got a lot of people that go to that mouse, the Mickey Mouse country, whatever it's called, and then they go to Universal, and it's a bunch of tourists, okay? These people are tourists. They're not here to open up spiritually. What, Ed?
Well, Bob, are you on the air with Mr. Henry?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God.
Oh, lay down, Ed. You give me the creeps. So,
it doesn't sound like you're having a very enjoyable time there with Ed.
No, I'm not. Oh, it's Ed, huh? Not Dr. Elcott?
I'm sorry, Gloria. I mean with Dr. Elcott.
Yeah, no, we're having a good time, but we just don't. I'm talking to Phil. Hold on, will you, Ed? I'll get you another Twisted Tea, okay?
Yeah.
He's laying there drinking Twisted Teas because he heard me talking about them.
Yes, 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 Phil. It's time for you to take ownership of that. And he hasn't been sober since he got here. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Oh, listen, Henry's going. He thinks it's funny, Ed, that you're shithoused. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
I don't, Gloria, and I don't think it's funny at all. I would say this: if you guys are here to set up another, another presence for Elcott, the next step, I wish you all the luck in the world. But just to come out here because I'm here, I think you should have done some more research.
That was my point. That's what I said to Ed. He said, Henry's going out there. It must be a really fertile place. There's real money to be made. And Ed looks at me all the time. He goes, money. You understand what that is, don't you, Gloria?
I had no idea Dr. Elcott was so materialistic.
Oh, don't worry about it. So I said, and so we came out here, and I said, there's nothing but, this is where the what the hell is it called again?
Disney World.
Disney World is. And Universal. And I said, you got a whole bunch of these jokers that are coming down from Ohio in their RVs and their Airstreams, and they're walking around going, yeah, this must be it. I'm telling you, Phil, this is...
All right, well, I wish you the best of luck. I wanted to talk to Dr. Elcott.
He wants to talk to you, Ed.
Oh, shit.
He's drunk.
He's drunk?
Yes, he is.
All right, Gloria, thank you very much.
Oh, wait a minute.
I gotta get ill of Phil. I was sleeping.
Yeah, Dr. Elcott, she tells me you're hammered.
Oh, I did a bad thing. I had a twisted tea. I have four of them.
You had four twisted teas. Phil had about three of them last night.
Did you like them?
Thank you very much, Mark. Yeah, they're fine, but I don't think when you knew that you were going to come on with me, why did you get drunk?
Give me the phone, will you, Ed? I want to give me the phone and go to lay down before you fall down. This is what's going on with me, Phil.
All right, Lori, I'm sorry. I'll let you get back to it, whatever that is.
Well, right now I got to draw him a bath. Okay, you about ready to go into the bathtub?
What?
You about ready to go in the bathtub, Dr. Elcott?
What bathtub?
Okay, so...
All right, I'll let you go, Gloria.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks for nothing, Phil.
Well, I'm so sorry. I didn't put a gun to your head and tell you to come down to Florida, okay?
All right, I'm just fucking around.
What's the matter? Oh, everybody blaming me for their bad luck. Ted Bell, you're drinking too many twisted teas. Gloria Grover, you went down to Florida, man. There's nobody down there but a bunch of tourists that go to Mickey Mouse Town or whatever the hell. She doesn't even know what it's called. Anyway, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Executive produced by... Oh, wait a minute. We got to play music. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
This is General Galen Shong. I'm Margaret Gray. Get a backstage pass today.